Anglais temple. But still people come. But he will make a lesser temple. And fairly they can't say like that. But still they come. But they are on another side, they will disturb, they are not disturbed. That is my
one of the things they haven't been able to criticize as far as our deity worship. One of the things they can't criticize is our deity worship because it's a lot better than anywhere else.
But you are not above the deity.
Oh, no. No. They criticize us for plenty of worship.
And then does that not mean?
But I'm just, that's one point, that was one point in our favor. So we should maintain it.
This arrogant would be kept only when that is absolutely necessary. Otherwise, everything should be done by us.
I understand that, Master.
I got 10,000.
So now, as far as I've let a number of people go already, until I can get the devotees to do these engagements, I can't let the servant go.
No, that's all right. But devotees, why they shall not do?
Well, then if
they are unwilling to do, then they must remain in the guest house, as respectable guests.
Well, I'm finding that's happening. I have so many devotees who stay in the guest house because they're not willing to be engaged.
That thing?
That thing, yes. So, they have to be dealt with very, very tactfully because for a long time, there's so many devotees here who just have not been engaged. And now someone is coming and he's trying to capture them. He's trying to take account of their time. And they become upset. They think, well, now this man is going to take my
gift. Yeah.
But I'm just very the chanting from 9 to 12, could you please chant? And she became furious. She said, I am already making garland for 4 hours. I have no time.
Making garland, that is another thing.
I know, but it's only 4 hours. And I think there are 24 hours, and at least 20 hours left over. It'll take a little time to account their time and convince them that you have to accept more and more engagement.
No, if somebody is engaged in some business, no, he may not chant. The conscious has been given. But chanting.
But actually,
it is not very compulsory.
But if you want to have a 24-hour kirtan, I was speaking.
But that if that is not available, not possible, don't be very. See, but these things are Krishna.
Yes, it's just that I want to compare
the that may be taken as voluntary. But nobody can see it ideally.
Yes.
That is the point. Yes. If one is engaged in making a flower garland, all right, you can accept it. It is not compulsory for you. The 24-hour kirtan may suppose if you are not sufficient man, it is not possible. It is required. If there is sufficient man, they are not, we must see that they are not wasting uselessly time. That is the thing. If they are engaged in some business, there is no compulsory that he has to go and chant. But these things, Vigrahara, Nanamitsanara, Sindharatam, Mandiramada, that is compulsory. It must be done by you or me, or it must be done. Or in the morning. The whole temple should be done. Sufficient water supply, it is fine. Simply, it takes half an hour. is endlessly. I see that that is not wise. It's almost just.
You used to work 300 in.
How did you stop?
With great difficulty, but still, can be done.
But these devotees have come here and not to work.
It is a bad thing. They come to see devotees.
That's it?
Okay. Consciousness of life. Yesterday, two girls came. One came from Paris, and one came from Australia. When I asked them, did anyone send you for a particular engagement, they said, no, I just left. How did you get your money from my family? And why did you come? I just wanted to see you now, then, I guess. And in this way, every day someone is coming. And as soon as they will say, well, you know, I didn't come for this. I came.
But that's the reason then the man is paying this.
Yes. I don't want to discourage them. At the same time, I can't have people just sitting around.
No, those who are coming for a skarsan, they can remain in this paying this. Pay for food, pay for. Otherwise, one has to be engaged. Devotee must voluntarily engage. Why he? One has to request it. This is a big guy.
They're not very conscious about doing service. They're not very conscious about doing service.
But this is the service.
He used to be a temple from the Karis Gaurav. He had a very difficult time.
I had to practice to throw him out of the room sometimes.
This center particularly has always been like that. The only anxiety is how to get some food and everything to maintain their body density. Very few devotees can actually accept engagement and maintain good health and good consciousness. Because the change for Western people is so extraordinary that it disturbs their mind, consequently their body is disturbed, and then all they think about is how to maintain their body.
They used to eat in large quantities of food.
And if I ask them,
deer cannot be done. Deer cannot be done.
They used to eat in huge amounts of very rich food.
Wow.
And they work. In Western temples, they get so many nice food stuffs which are not available here. And when they become sick, then they...
What is food?
Oh, like sour cream and butter and so many things. All kinds of fruits and vegetables.
In the way that the body must eat that 4 times as much as the ones in India who are not sick. The ones in India...
I see that here they eat more.
They appear to eat a lot. But I don't know, the food here is not
turned up.
It's not got so much nutritional value. But I've seen boys here, they've been here a year or 2 years, and they've had dysentery constantly, because they cannot control their tongues. They eat, and then they get sick, they get dysentery, so they say, oh, I need boiled this and fruit and this and that. But then again, you see them on the first feast or something like that, they're eating kachori or this or that, cooked in ghee, and then they become sick again, they can't do any work all the time. And at the same time, they refuse to control their tongues to get better. They stay on that platform, always fit, not eating the correct food.
This man, you say, when someone gets sick, you should fast. I tell them, stop eating, you'll get well immediately. If you have fever, don't eat. Just take water and lemon, you'll be alright, a few days. But they have not realized the function of the body, how their own body is functioning. And they insist on eating, they get sicker and sicker, they complicate it. I've seen so many people get incredibly complicated digestive diseases, and then they can't work. They get jaundice, they get dysentery, amoebic dysentery, boils, all these things come from taking too much food. And then they want to change their diet. Although they change their diet, they eat so much of the changed diet that it also has no effect.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, this is the main problem.
And then they require money for medicine. I spent so much money on medicine. Now I have stopped it. I shall first fast for 3 days, and if you don't get better, I'll give you some money for medicine. But they're constantly running to this hospital, getting this pill or that pill. They always kill the useless. The real problem is they're just overeating. And of course, when they overeat, they want to sleep.
Yeah.
Because India is hot. And when they sleep, then they get dysentery. And when they get dysentery, they can't engage. And in this way, they run into a cycle, which is very difficult to break. And only the most, only very few devotees are able to maintain themselves in India for any length of time. And really, I see it. This nice, strong man comes, and I look at him, and I see in him that within a week, this man is going to be sick. And sure enough, he's sick. He's laying down, he's got fever, this is going to go to the hospital. This way, but there are so many people like that.
And they become so weak that they can't work anymore.
So they just become a liability.
And one devotee has been disrupted. You know, he does nothing at all, he's always sick. But at Kasana, he eats more than any other man. I told him, Prabhu, that if you want, you're a doctor, you should know that if you eat so much food, you can't digest, you're going to be sick. He said, no, I'm so weak, I require food, I can't get any strength. I asked him, at least sit down in the temple and chant Hare Krishna. He said,
I see.
So the ones who eat that much, they're the ones who are always sick. They're the ones.
Well, why did they get sick? I used to eat a lot, but I used to burn it all off.
They don't know that you eat a lot, and then you won't be very hard. That's the right. If they eat a lot, and then sleep a lot, as Maharaj said. If they were simply work, eat a lot, all right, but then work very hard. Then it's all digested.
Yes. They eat a lot at midday, and then they're useless for the rest of the day. Sleep 2 or 3 hours in the afternoon, and then stagger out for hours.
How do they eat in the morning?
Well, how do they
eat? I thought it was better when I'm eating in the afternoon. At least I'd work before I eat, work before eating.
I found if you want things to go on, you have to make them do it, that's all. Because they don't have sufficient realization to volunteer to work.
Yeah,
so you just tell them.
The temple commander must be very happy.
Could be a happy man. I was telling him to do when I was here. I tried for so long to get the kirtan going at night time, and they wouldn't turn up, or they'd fall asleep, or this or that. And so many people would refuse to do it. I could only get maybe 5 or 6 men at the whole temple who would volunteer to do it. So we worked it out. We made a list of all the people who could possibly chant at night. Everyone. I even put the pajaris in because we were short of men. And then we said, now you
wouldn't chant.
Well, yeah, for this. Apart from that, but we told them, now you either chant this 1 hour at night, or you go. We made them chant, and then everything went very nicely. No one else.
Why don't you do that?
Well, I told them that he couldn't do it.
Not tell him, but it's good.
I suggest it's good, because 1 hour they can do. I've noticed, they might break the chant to 3 hours.
He has gone to the not possible. Make it
one. It's impossible. Not a single person can do it in that 1 hour.